Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, as always, I want you to holler at me. Call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Holler at your boy. And if you're a little too shy to call in, I understand that. You can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'll take your questions, comments, concerns, and, you know, if you're feeling frisky, I even take a thong shot. Did I say that on the air? No, I didn't say that. I normally leave that for Ms. Drama, who's not here, unfortunately. But Ms. Drama takes all thong shots. Literally? Figuratively? I don't know. Anyway, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. If you want to holler at me, you got something you want to say that you don't want to say it on live on the air. You can even go into the chat room here if you want. You listening, www.blogtalkradio.com/smoothdrama. Jump into the chat room. Ask me a question. I'll answer. I'm that kind of dude. It don't even matter what kind of question you got. I got you. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. I think. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, in the meanwhile, today's the hate show. I'm be hating on some things that have been irking me for a while now. I feel like tonight's the night. I'm just going to let it hang off my chest. I'm just going to speak my mind, and that'll be it. Then I'm going to let it go. That's how I'm doing it. I'm just dropping it. Say what I got to say. Then I'm out. Like a thief in the night. But in the meanwhile, before I even get started on that, let me give a shout out to my homegirl Stephanie, who's been catfished 85 times by guys from Ghana. Stay strong, sister. And don't let them guys from Ghana get you down. I'm going to start off with what I always start off with. Y'all know that there are things that crazy people do. They can't help themselves. And apparently, the thing that people can't stop doing is that damn Snapchat. I mean, it's like you criminals. Yo, it's like a plethora. I'm going to use that word. Plethora. Of Snapchatters who are criminals get caught. I didn't talk about the guy who he murdered somebody. He's like Snapchatting about it, you know, busting himself. Now, I mean, and just last week, there was a girl who I robbed Dairy Queen on the Snapchat, getting yourself arrested. So, what does this fool do? This fool posts his hiding place on Snapchat. And, of course, the cops come get him. It's like, come on, man. And, I mean, Christopher Wallace, I'm going to say his name. And I'm guessing the notorious B.I.G. is rolling over in his grave right now. Like, come on, dog, really? This dude in Central Maine, he's been avoiding arrest ever. But what did he do? On Snapchat. On Sunday. It's like, yeah, I'm back in my home in Fairfield, know what I'm saying? You know, these cops can't get me on the Snapchat. Not intelligent. So I'm going to say the things that crazy people do. If you're a criminal, using Snapchat. Using any chat. Not a smart idea. I wouldn't recommend it. Because you're always getting busted. I mean, I guess if you're predisposed to ratting on yourself, more power to you. In the meanwhile, the rest of us, we gonna avoid that. We're gonna leave that Snapchatting and catching the case to yourself. Christopher Wallace, smart guy. And speaking of things that crazy people do, apparently living in Minnesota is one of them. Because I don't even know how to bring this one up, even start it, because it's kind of weird. There was a judge who found that there's this guy, John Robert Lind, who... he ejaculated in his coworker's coffee and on her desk, in her desk area. Now, you know, the judge says this didn't qualify as criminal sexual conduct, even though the victim drank the coffee. In Minnesota, the law doesn't cover indirect bodily fluid contact. So I guess in Minnesota, I can jizz in your drink, and you know it's not a crime. So I guess if you're a criminal. I won't say a criminal. If you're somebody who is predisposed to be jizzing in people's stuff, you can do that in Minnesota and you won't get in trouble. So if I'm you in Minnesota, I wouldn't leave my coffee hanging out. I wouldn't leave my drink hanging out. I wouldn't leave anything hanging out because... apparently, if somebody gets you, hey, it's just SOL, baby. SOL. But yeah, this dude was found, he was found not guilty. They said it wasn't criminal sexual conduct because he didn't ejaculate directly onto his victim. Because apparently, according to Judge Patrick Diamond's ruling, who I'm going to guess Mr. Diamond probably was like, well, you know, I've ejaculated indirectly on people forever. It's not really a crime. Did I just say that? Anyway. So, in his words, the charge in part defines sexual contact as the intentional touching with seminal fluid or sperm by the actor of the complainant's body or the clothing covering complainant's body. In order for me to be charged with criminal conduct, I have to walk up to you and, like, pull out and physically jizz on you right on the spot. If I do it indirectly by doing it in your drink, it's no biggie. That's democracy right there, boy. That is democracy or something crazy. I don't know. All I know is the fact that you can do that type of thing. And it's not called a crime. And, you know, he can get off. Woo! And he confessed to it. It's not like he was, like, trying to hide it or nothing. He probably was up there all proud, like, yeah, I jizz in their drink. That's what I do. Judge was like, I commend you, young man. He's a jizzer and proud. Oh, my goodness. That is just funny for no reason whatsoever. And I would hate to be, well, I mean, I'm thinking of the jury. I mean, if you're on that jury, can you honestly look each other in the eye and say, yeah, you know, he just jizzed in a drink. It's not that big a deal. You know, that, I mean, does that make sense? You're on the jury, and that's what happens. Anyway, I'm going to go to a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I just heard, does that make sense? You're on the jury, and that's what happens. So I don't know if it makes sense or not. I missed the rest.
Well, basically, in Minnesota, a guy, Joseph Lynn, he ejaculated in his coworker's coffee in her desk area. And because he didn't ejaculate directly on her with his bodily fluids, he was not guilty of criminal conduct.
Oh, no, that does not make any sense, because she's going to drink that coffee.
Oh, she drank
the fact. She did?
She drank it. He admitted to doing it. She drank it. He didn't get charged.
Oh, no. That's crazy. That's really crazy.
That's why I say this.
You know, I'm just, like, outraged at that, because
you drank coffee last week?
No, no. No. I don't have my coffee where anybody else can get to it. Matter of fact, I don't even drink coffee. But my beverages that I do partake in, tea, etc., no one's getting close to it. And he should have had his junk out by anything of hers anyway. In the workplace, really?
Hey, in Minnesota, junk is cool.
That's crazy.
That's one of the craziest things, because, I mean, one, the judge is like, well, yeah, I guess that's the law, because it doesn't include bodily fluid. But if you're on the jury, I'm sorry, he's guilty of something. We deadlocked. I guess he's going to get off because we deadlocked, but I can't say, nah, he ain't guilty. He jizzed in their drink. He ain't guilty.
Nah. I guess because it wasn't theirs. Because I bet you if it was them, they would have felt differently.
Yeah, they probably would have been trying to steal on him.
Exactly. It would have been some violence in the workplace.
Oh, I mean, that, I don't know how else. It's the most unique indifferent thing that I've ever come across. You have somebody who can do that, admit to doing it, and nothing.
Okay, so if he didn't get anything from the jury, did he at least get reprimanded from the employer?
I don't know what you could say as an employer. If he's not guilty in court, what can you say?
Well,
I mean, honestly, if the courts don't find you guilty as an employer, if you do anything, that's harassment, because he was found not guilty.
So, well, they could have done something beforehand.
Yeah, but you can't technically, because you have to let the law play itself out.
Well, here's the thing. If he got away with it once, he's going to do it again. And then the employer will have, even though he got off this time, there'll still be some vicarious liability known or should have known when it happens the second time. So if they did not take action.
You said vicarious liability?
Yes.
He vicariously exchanges his bodily fluid with your friend.
I'm just saying, if he does it again, then the employer will fall under the known or should have known clause.
Okay.
And they could be opening themselves up to lawsuits.
Not guilty. And on that note, I think I need a break. Not to cut you off, caller, but after talking about a guy ejaculating in his coworker's drink and desk area, and I was like, I would never look at my area the same ever again. Yeah. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. I'm gonna go on break and think a little bit, cause I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. And when I come back, I'll get some hate in. Just a little bit of hate. So thank you, caller, for calling in, and I hope you call back.
All right, good night.
All right. And on that note, this is Jean Grey, You and Me and Everyone We Know, I think. Uh-oh. I have a song? I guess I don't have a song. So I guess we're going to have to start over. So this is Jean Grey, You and Me and Everyone We Know.
Commercials from the couch. Ouch, I know, you're lazy. crazy, much less worthless, purposeless than A to Z. Cause I'm an alpha, bet it's hard to stay with me. Heart palpitations still occur though, doing me some Merlot. Situation serves though, much I've been thinking that this shit could actually work again. It's even nice to have you back in my world as my friend. Hey, sometimes I gotta say it simply. Why? Cause sometimes things are simple. Come on, make it complicated for the whimby. Cause otherwise we just be faced with all the N-words. Inner child, inner space, inner monologue. We exchange intercourse without a dialogue. Introduce intimate ways to turn our fire off. The thing in us needs a spark, light, higher, small. I still adore you. You adore me theoretically. So now I gotta shut the door on you. So I can find a who's next for me.
Repeat after me.
You and me. Everyone we know, that's you and me, and everyone we know, that's you and me, and everyone we know, that's you and me, and everyone we know, you and me, and everyone we know, that's you and me, and everyone we know, you and me, and everyone we know, that's you and me, and everyone we know, you and me, and everyone we know, you and me, and everyone we know.
You want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I always say, holler at your boy. You holler at me, I holler at you back. We can have a meaningful discourse. And tonight's meaningful discourse is on hate, because I'm all about that hate. Like Marshawn Lynch is all about that action. I'm about that hate action. For every reaction, there's a hate reaction that's going to come from me. It's been boiling over for a while now. And there's a few things that just been getting on my nerves and got to talk about it. So here we go. Starting off with vegans. Now, I don't hate on vegans lightly. I mean, I understand it. You know, you're a vegan. You're proud. Look, I'm a vegan. I'm making it happen. Blah, blah, blah. But some of y'all herbivores, vegans, a.k.a., y'all are a little too condescending, man. It's like, you know, it's just a dietary choice. It is not akin to holiness or anything else. You know, because some vegans are of the opinion, hey, well, I don't eat animal flesh and and I don't deal with flesh. And it's like, but you know that vegetables, plants, they're alive too. So you're killing something when you eat. They are alive. May not be in the concept that you understand, but they are alive nonetheless. So my thing is, you know, the condescending ways, you're not toned. You know, a lot of times, and I'm not stereotyping, but you have vegans who not toned at all, no workout. And basically, you got your fat roots and berries vegans, or the ones who look like they was kidnapped and held hostage for like 3 years. And if they walk like 10 steps, they probably pass the hell out. You know, I'm just saying, dietary supplements probably would be good for you. But hey, whatever. I just, there's that attitude, well, I don't eat flesh. And for me, you know, if you know me, if you knew me personally, I gave up red meat quite a while ago. Like, I want to say 1990. So, I mean, yeah, I understand it. I'm not prancing around like, yeah, I don't eat red meat. Why you eating red meat? I gave it up a long time ago. You should give it up too. It's just a diet. You still, if you don't work out, it doesn't matter what you eat or don't eat. Because at the end of the day, it's just fuel, homie. It's just fuel. And I'm sorry, but some of y'all are not a positive role model for veganism, and you definitely ain't going to get the kids to want to be a vegan looking the way some of you vegans look, like either you're Biggie Smalls ready to die or you're just big, but I'm a vegan. Stop it. Diet is a diet. Some people are healthier than others. But that don't make you better than anybody else because you eat carrots and they don't. But whatever. I'm done talking about it. Now, my next people that I'm hating on, and I know a lot of people take this the wrong way, but I hate on religious folks, not because you're religious. Even though sometimes, for me personally, that whole man's religion thing and my whole believing in what my oppressor taught me deal kind of holds me back, but that's just me. I am about those religious folk, and you know who you are. You know, you found Jesus or Allah, and you want to tell the world, and unfortunately, everyone else that's close to you, you're like, oh, now I'm down with the Lord. And I'm cool with that. You found that inner strength. You know, you got it going on for yourself. But dog, check it out. Just because you found God, it don't mean you're a nice person. I mean, I would dare say, you wanted to find Jesus, Allah, just so your alleged evil ass wouldn't have to go to hell. I'm just saying, don't be preaching to me or knocking on my door early in the morning to show me light. It's daytime outside, and my electricity is on because I paid the bill. So light ain't an issue. Lights are on. I promise you. And if they get turned off, it's because there's an outage in the area. So my lights, I know step to the light. Even though in Poltergeist they say don't step to the light, I'm stepping into the light. And if the dude jump out and punching him in his nose, That's how I'm getting down. Anyway. Don't be preaching to me, you know, because I understand and respect your religion, you know, and if that's what's going to keep you from breaking in my house or trying to jack me on the street, I'm like, praise the Lord. Just leave me be. Like I said earlier, my lights are on, and it's all good. Now, there's some other folks who... This is one of my main hatreds. 24-hour fitness locker room people. I'm talking about them people who refuse to shower inside the curtain, even though there's plenty of room for your wrinkled balls dragging on the ground ass to get behind. You know who you are. Always. I go into that 24-hour fitness locker room, and it's always somebody with balls dangling, bent all out the shower, refuse to close the curtain. It's like, no, it ain't right, dog. It's not right. And I'm not going to be stuck on them, because there's some other persons out there or people who've done me wrong in that locker room. And I'm talking about you, Mr. Man, who's spitting whack lyrics while you're on the toilet, is, you know, singing about bitches, 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 and grunting. Bitches. Bitch. Stop it. That's not gangster. Or thuggish. I'll guarantee you that when you die, Pac and Biggie and David Ruffin probably too, go steal on your ass for violating. Just saying, you in the toilet and you grunting and you singing about bitches. It's like, no, that's a memory that I should never have. I should have never had that memory. So you and the dude, the balls dragging, bent over on the ground, both of y'all. I'm not even going to say kiss my ass, because I wouldn't invite you to my ass. That's not cool. I'm going to say kiss a rhinoceros ass while they got diarrhea. Just saying. But last but not least, in the 24-hour fitness locker room, that person who has a special place in my heart deep, deep inside, is the dude who was shaving his balls at the urinal. You know, I guess maybe you had a hot date or whatnot, and you're like, yeah, I gotta get these balls shaved. But no. No, don't do it. I mean, why was I next to a dude shaving his balls at the urinal? It's just no good. It shouldn't happen ever, but it did, and I had to witness it. I had to hear it, because I'm not looking over, but it's like, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. I'm like, this mother here, he is shaving his balls at the urinal. I mean, that ain't that like unhygienic? A little bit. But anyway, I mean, I'm violating man law here by saying this, but you know, when you shaving your balls, I hope you nick yourself. Every man listening is like, ah, come on, man. Ah, you know, anything around the balls. But You should not shave your balls at the urinal. Those are my three pet peeves. Shaving your balls at the urinal, spitting whack lyrics and grunting while you're on the toilet in the stall, and not closing the curtain when you're taking the shower, when that curtain is there for a reason, because we don't want or need to see you bent over all the way out the shower so we can see you washing your butt crack. That's not cool. Now that I've got that out, I feel so much better. You know? And then meanwhile, I'm feeling I should take another break because I got some more hate that I got out there that I want to talk about. And this is some stuff that's on TV. As a black man, I have a problem with it. You know, as y'all know, on TV, there's some stuff that just, it ain't right. It should never happen. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about it. If you don't understand me, I'm going to let Guru tell you. Because this is Gangstar, one of my favorite songs of all time. Guru, rest in peace. This is Gangstar. You know my steez.
That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update with the times and everything, you know? And so, you know, the rhyme style is elevated, the style of beats is elevated, but it's still Guru Premier. And there's always a message involved.
By Derringers. You're in the terror dome, like my man Chuck D said. It's time to dethrone you clones and all you knuckleheads. Cause MCs have used up extended warranties, while real MCs and DJs are a minority. But right about now, I use my authority. Cause I'm like the wizard and you look lost like Dorothy. So harbor me when I return for my real people. Words are split wig, getting like some double desert eagles. Sporting caps full low and baggy slacks. Subtracting all the rappers who lack over premier's tracks. Severe facts have brought this rap game to near collapse. So as I have in the past, I will back. Dropping lyrics that be harder than sex and candle wax. And one-dimensional MCs can't handle that. While the world's revolving on its axis, I come with mad loving plus the illest warlike tactics. The wilderness is filled with this. So many people searching for false bliss. I'm here with the skills you missed. The rejected stone is now the cornerstone. Sort of like the master builder when I make my way home. You know my seed. Relax, I'm like the minister. When I be lacing the wax, I be bringing salvation through the way that I rap. And you know, and I know, I'm nice like that. Work through worldly problems, I got the healing power. When the mic's within my reach, I'm feeling more power. Stealing at least 3 minutes of every rap radio hour. It's often easier for one to give advice than it is for a person to run one's own life. That's why I can't be caught up in all the hype. I keep my soul tight and let these lines take flight. The apparatus gets blessed, and suckers get put to rest. No more of the unsure, I got the cure for this mess. The whackness is spreading like the plague. MC's left up and got paid, but still can't make the fucking grade. How many times a wannabe's gonna lie? Yo, they must wanna cry. They can't touch the knowledge I personify. I travel through the darkness, carrying my torch. The illest soldier when I'm holding down the fort. You know my seed. Let them know. Magic wand, or it gets tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb. Then
I grab your palm. No pulse, you're gone. And if you thought we lose our bitch in this rap shit, you way wrong. I stay up, I stay on. Shine bright like neon. Your song's pathetic, synthetic like crayon. Fat beats they play on. One dope rhyme, put me on. World is wrong. You know my speed.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Gangstar. You know my steez, and that's my steez. I'm not saying he stole it from me. I'm just saying that's my steez too. Anyway, you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435, the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, as always, if you want to send me comment, concerns, whatnot, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I take all questions, comments, criticism. I'll read whatever you send me. And, you know, if you want to send me some extra presents, thumbs up. Ms. Drama would appreciate all the thong shots from the guys. I don't want none. If you send it to me, I'm going to emasculate you. Anyway. Back to the hate show. And I'm gonna start off by saying, you know, Chuck D said Hollywood a long time ago. I don't see anything that's changed, whether it be on the big movie screen or, I guess, depending on the size of your TV at the house, the big movie screen. As you know, some of us got like 70-inch TVs and stuff at the house. Just, you don't have no need to go to the movies, even though you still do. But Empire, I have to start there. I get it's the hot show, and I guess if I'm going to hate, I'm going to hate on the hot show first, because I'm just thinking, Empire. When I think of empires, I don't think of record labels. I don't think of stories about record label. I'm thinking like Kemet, or what you call Egypt now. First civilization, an empire. Yeah, I would think of Greece, Rome. You control the known world. That's an empire. I run stuff. Putting out rap music, that's not an empire. So when I see automatically, when I saw that it was named Empire, I'm like, so that's what we aspiring to be now? That's the height, the pinnacle? I got a record label, and I make whack music. Because I already know Empire ain't playing hip-hop, at least not real hip-hop. They playing that R&B rapping bullshit stuff that I be talking about all the time. So, yeah, I'm going to hate on that because that is not what an empire makes. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I don't like typical Negro tales. Just going to say it. So, no to empire for me. Now, I do watch other TV. I mean, I watch sci-fi stuff. And I get really, really, really frustrated, you know, with black folks' roles in these shows. I mean, I guess in the movies it's gotten better because it used to be the black dude would just die. You know, he would just die. Always. He's dead. Boom. That's it. But now, they make sure there are two black dudes in the movies, the scary movies. So, one of them, you just have to guess correctly which one's going to die. I guess depending on the bigger the star, you know, one's going to die, the other one's going to live. Might have an eye poked out, whatnot, but he lives. But daytime, nighttime TV, man, you want to talk about horrible? Horrible is a nice thing to say about nighttime TV and black folks. I mean, Like, there was a show I used to watch on Sci-Fi Channel called Lost Girl. It was all right. Had one black dude. Cool dude. You know, he was prominent. He was doing his thing. And they just killed him. Right in the middle of the show. Like, it didn't make any sense whatsoever. He just, bam, we gotta kill you. And I'm like, that's the only black dude that had a role. And he was in, like, every 3-4 shows. He wasn't in, even in every show. Even though he started off as one of the integral characters and he was in every show. They just took him off the set. I was like, I am off the set on this show. I can't watch it. I deleted it off my DVR right on the spot. It's like, I can't even watch you no more. Kind of how I feel about it. Another show. Stephen King inspired, I guess he wrote the book, Under the Dome, about these people trapped in the town together behind a dome that just forms up. And how crazy it gets. I mean, it's a great concept. And it was a good show. Until, and maybe it's the little things for me that I notice that I shouldn't pay attention to, but I can't help it. There's a guy, Big Jim. Big Jim wanted to set up and hang one of the other guys. So, what does Big Jim do? He asks and tasks the black man, the only black man who had a speaking role on the show. Familiar theme, right? Hey, build this hangman noose. This hangman thing. We're going to hang somebody. Now, automatically, your blackness is like, yeah, man, I'm not building nothing that hang people. You know, just one of them things. I can't do it. My blackness won't allow it. I'm going to build something to hang somebody on purpose in America? Yeah. Just wouldn't happen. But, of course, he did. And that wasn't the end to what was galling. What was also so galling was the fact that I personally had never really seen, like, a lot of black inhabitants in the town. It's like, okay, it's a little small town. It's, you know, the one black dude, he was the radio DJ. I guess that's, you know, because that's what we do. I guess because I do it. But, he what you call him? He called, they showed, when they were about to hang the guy, they showed a bunch of black folks. I'm like, where all these black folks come? And why are you showing them during the hanging sequence like they're all white? I'm like, I don't know about anybody else, but real black folks, they're not going to the hanging. I mean, maybe in the fantasy world, but in reality, I don't know too many black folks that's like, oh yeah, they hanging somebody today. Hey baby, you want to go see that? Yeah. That sounds like fun. You think about it. You're going to the place where they're hanging somebody and there's going to be a whole lot of white people. Not a good combination, historically speaking. Just saying. We don't want to set the precedent, and obviously, if you're predisposed to watching folks get hung, I guess it's one of them things you can go to watch a little popcorn. But Under the Dome did that, and man, killed a lot of my interest. I'm like, oh my goodness, why? Hate. And speaking of hate, also The Walking Dead. I love The Walking Dead. The whole zombie movie thing. I mean, I'm a zombie addict. there's a zombie movie. I've probably seen it. Cheesy or not, I might not have finished it. I might not have paid all attention. I love zombie movies. The whole genre thing. I always think, man, you know, if there's like zombie apocalypse, I know I would survive. Because I wouldn't go anywhere but the hood. Folks in the hood would survive. Just saying, not being racist. But I'm getting off track here. The Walking Dead. Just, they never can have two black folks that talk. Black men in particular. If two black men talk, one of them gonna die. And if they're surviving, they can't talk. They have no lines. Like now they've got the preacher. I don't think there's another black man. So maybe the preacher, I mean, he said a couple words last episode. And the other black dude said a couple of lines. I was like, oh man, somebody's gonna die. And sure enough, young black dude died. Because him and the other black dude, they both talked in the same episode. It's like, that's like the key. If they both talk in the same episode, that means they're going to die. Like clockwork. Alas. And so he died. I mean, it's like, oh, man, why? And all me and all the homies, we all talk about it. It's like, okay. And two black dudes that talk. See, because what they done is, you know, you have your survivors, whatnot, and you've got one Asian, I think you got a Mexican, and maybe you got a Puerto Rican, and then they have like one black person, and they're represented, and it's all good, allegedly. That's the racial makeup, and they've got the black woman too. But well, they got two black women, but never two black men that could talk, because when both of them talk, somebody's gonna die. And I have yet to find the show where that doesn't happen. Unfortunately, I don't know why, but that's how it goes. Now, you know, speaking of hate crimes and the little hate that's out there, Texas A&M Corpus Christi student was threatened with lynching. You know, I guess they left it all over her apartment, and they wrote, "White power, we're coming for you. Die in word. Where's your protector? White power." And supposedly, the complex is in a gated community that has a security camera. So they don't know how they broke in. I mean, we all know they broke in because you got a gate don't mean people can't get in. And security camera, the police say they know who it is. They say, and these are your words exactly, "Quite frankly, we think we have a bead on some people who may be involved in this. And the best thing they can do is come forward and have a discussion about this. And let's bring this to a logical conclusion." I mean, when you do that kind of stuff, you can't just get arrested. You have to come forward. What part of the game is that? See, that's that hate produces right there on the low. You know, black man get killed unarmed, not really trying to do nothing. These cats threatening folks. White power. But you can come forward. We know who you are, but you can come forward. They give you the chance to come forward with your lawyer, comfortable, so that you can, I guess, put your best foot forward. Damn tragedy. But it just goes to show you that's kind of the world we living in right now, where you can commit an atrocity like that. I mean, because that's an atrocity, because you violate somebody's space and threaten them, and there's no recourse for them, no peace for them. They're living in fear, and you just get to go out and, oh, yeah, I'll show up my lawyer. You know, it was a childish mistake. I'm sorry. We'll pay a fine and get off. And speaking of paying a fine and getting off, George Zimmerman posted the interview online, you know, talking about Obama shouldn't have weighed in on his case. Obama is turning Americans against him. Now, I'm, you know, everybody knows the George Zimmerman case, killing Trayvon Martin. I mean, dude has threatened girlfriends, pulled guns out on them. I mean, he's already killed somebody, and he's threatened multiple women with no recourse. Once again, no criminal charges, anything. And he's like, yeah, well, Obama's turning the American people against me. I would take a guess that all the people who look like me, they already are against you and really hate you. I mean, if I saw you in the street, I would run you over, because I was like that whole, my life is in danger. I didn't know if he was coming toward me. I would honestly run George Zimmerman over with my car. If I saw him in the street, yes, I would. Because he's been known to kill black people and threaten other people with a gun. I don't know what he'd do. So I might give him a love tap at like 60, 70 miles per hour, maybe. I said this on the air. Probably shouldn't have. Doesn't matter. Because I've never seen him. And if I did, my life was in danger. So I ran him over with my car. Yep. Now you look at it. This dude trying to get away with something bad again. Is he going to get away with it? More than likely. Because that's the American justice system. We want to keep news in the atmosphere so you can keep that cycle of pain going and fear. You got to hate. When it's really obvious. This is a dude that belongs in jail, so that he can get his butt taken and all that other good stuff that would happen to him in jail where he belongs with the other criminals and murderers. But that's just me and how I feel about it. I'm thinking everybody else who thinks like me thinks the same way. And on that note, I want to give a shout out to all my listeners. Shout out to the homies in Ghana who are catfishing folks. You know, stop doing it. They starting to catch on. Shout out to my long time listener and supporter, Chocolate. Good looking out. I appreciate you. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama presentation, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.